Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government today gave nod to increase the minimum support prices, MSP, for Rabi crops for marketing season 2025-26. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav briefed media about the cabinet decisions taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi.
Rabi marketing season ke liye MSP approve hua hai that the price should be at least 50% above the cost. Wo sabse bada factor hota hai. Us aadhar pe jo 6 rabi crops hai, gehun ke liye 150 rupaye badhaya gaya hai, barley yani jaw ke liye 130 rupaye badhaya gaya hai, gram yani chane ke liye 210 rupaye badhaya gaya hai, masoor ke liye 275 rupees badhaya gaya hai. और सरसों के लिए 300 रुपए की बढ़ोतरी की गई है और सैफ्लावर यानी कुसुम उसके लिए 140 रुपीस बढ़ोतरी की गई है.
मिस्टर वैष्णव सेड द गवर्नमेंट आल्सो अप्रूव्ड कंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ वाराणसी पंडित दीनदयाल उपाध्याय मल्टी ट्रैकिंग प्रोजेक्ट इंक्लूडिंग अ न्यू रेल कम रोड ब्रिज अक्रॉस द गंगा रिवर इन उत्तर प्रदेश. द यूनियन कैबिनेट अप्रूव्ड 3% इंक्रीज इन डीएनएस अलाउंस और डीए फॉर सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट एम्प्लॉइज एंड डीएनएस रिलीफ डीआर फॉर पेंशनर्स. Mr. Vaishnav said increase in DA and DR will benefit over 49 lakh central government employees and over 64 lakh pensioners. National Conference leader Umar Abdullah has taken oath as the Chief Minister of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha administered the oath of office to Mr. Abdullah along with his Council of Ministers at Sher-e Kashmir International Convention Centre in Srinagar today. Senior National Conference leader Surinder Chaudhary took oath as Deputy Chief Minister. Sakina Ittu, Javed Rana, Javed Dar and independent candidate Satish Sharma took oath as ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Umar Abdullah on taking oath as the Chief Minister. In a social media post today, the Prime Minister wished him the very best in his efforts to serve the people. He said the centre will work closely with Mr. Abdullah and his team for Jammu and Kashmir's progress. Haryana's acting Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini has been elected the leader of the BJP Legislature Party. Union Home Minister and Party Observer Amit Shah informed this after the Legislature Party meeting at the party office in Panchkula. Union Ministers Dharmendra Pradhan, Manohar Lal and other party leaders were present in the meeting. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has termed the meeting of the SCO Council of Heads of Government held in Islamabad today as productive. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said 8 outcome documents were signed on the occasion. He highlighted that India made a positive and constructive contribution to the deliberations. The External Affairs Minister stated that there were 8 key takeaways from the Indian perspective, including developing a dialogue on the idea of one earth, one family, one future. In Nigeria, at least 94 people were killed and 50 injured after a fuel tanker exploded. The incident occurred in northern Jigawa state last night. Local media reported that many of the victims had approached the crash tanker and were attempting to collect the fuel spilled on the road. The fuel tanker was coming from Kano and heading to Guru in Yobe state when the driver lost control of the vehicle. And the regional Met department has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall in many areas of Chennai, Tiruvallur, Kanchipuram and Chengalpet districts for another 24 hours. Speaking to the media, the regional head of the Met department, Balachandran, said that the low pressure is moving at a speed of 15 kilometers per hour and is located 320 kilometers off the Chennai coast. The Indian Coast Guard has said that 29 teams of personnel are ready for taking up rescue and relief work in case of emergencies in other districts, and 10 teams will be kept ready in Chennai. In business news, the domestic benchmark indices today extended losses for second straight session. The BSE Sensex lost 319 points to close at 81,501 and the Nifty ended with a downfall of 86 points to settle at 24,971. And in cricket, the opening day of the first test between India and New Zealand was completely washed out at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Day 2 is expected to have an early start. And that is the end of this news bulletin.